KTY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Happy New Year to you. And we also want to begin this new year by giving a special welcome to new listeners to Crosstalk over radio station WTHM. This is a low-power FM station in Ravenswood, West Virginia, broadcasting at 92.5 on the radio dial. We welcome you here to our Crosstalk family, and thankful for Mike Graham and those responsible for bringing Crosstalk your way. And we certainly encourage you to listen in daily and be informed on critical issues. So a special welcome to listeners over WTHM. Ladies and gentlemen, believers around the world are being persecuted on account of their faith. Already in this new year of 2020, the headline from the Gatestone Institute reported yesterday that in Europe, anti-Christian attacks reached an all-time high in 2019. Recently in West Africa, it was reported that the Islamic State beheaded 11 Christian aid workers as a message to Christians around the world. Christian News reported on December 28th that more than 1,000 Christians in Nigeria were murdered by Muslims in 2019. On December 30th, China Aid reported that a pastor, Wang Yi, was sentenced to 9 years in prison after his secret trial, in which he was found guilty of inciting subversion of state power and illegal business operations. Both of these charges given to him because of his position within the church. Church buildings in China have been literally bulldozed in China in 2019 in an attempt to stop Christianity from spreading all over the world. Believers in Jesus Christ are being persecuted on account of their faith. Our guest today leads an organization of ministry to persecuted believers and has recently returned from Turkey. He's with us today to discuss Christian persecution as well as to update us on some of the goings-on in Turkey. We'd like to welcome back to Crosstalk Paul Popoff. He is the CEO of Door of Hope International. They're a voice and a helping hand to persecuted Christians worldwide. When he was just 5 years old, his father, Harlan Popoff, a prominent Protestant minister, was brutally taken from his family by the KGB in 1948 and was arrested on false charges of being a spy for America. Well, our guest today knows what persecution is all about. He has seen the trauma and the impact upon families as well. He, along with his family, were branded enemies of the state. Paul, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a privilege.
As it relates to Christian persecution, I've just read some of the headlines from the past few days. It really has been growing and intensifying, hasn't it?
Yes, I'm sorry to say that I have not run out of work. The job that I have had for 40-some years has been challenging many times, and it is more challenging now than it has ever been in the past. As you know, the Islam is the new enemy on the block. During my time as a young man, it was communism. Mm-hmm. And when after many years of Bible smuggling and operating behind enemy lines, spreading the gospel, bringing Bibles, helping the persecuted believers in Soviet Union and other Eastern European countries, in 1989, I was looking forward to retirement and taking it easy and have a more normal life. My family would especially appreciate that. But it wasn't. The Berlin Wall came down. We were very happy. I cried sitting in front of the TV in Glendale, California, watching the happy event that we celebrated recently, 30 years celebration. But the new challenge, the challenge from Islam, the effort that they have started actually as soon as 1990s, the revival within the Islamic world brought ISIS and other terrorist groups to the forefront. And today we are realizing that not only is it something that we have to deal with in Middle East, in Iran, as well as in Turkey, it is a repetition of history. It doesn't seem that we are learning very much. As a Bulgarian-born person, I am very familiar with the Ottoman Empire that enslaved our people for 500 years. And reading up on some of the events, it was one man by the name of Osam who started to attack the Byzantine, the Christian areas of Turkey in 1299. And that was the beginning of what we are seeing today as a war, as a fight, as a effort to win hearts on their behalf, on the Islamic religious cults' behalf, conquering peaceful, very often under military-wise, under capable forces of the Byzantine Empire and others. We as Christians don't have the sword as our emblem, in the sense that we want to do harm to our enemy. We want peace, and we want to share love with our enemy. And that has been the two unique entities in the history of the last 500, 600, 700 years.
And so Turkey is the way it is today because, as we look back in history, Turkey is the way it is today because of what's transpired over these hundreds of years, and the net result is great persecution taking place.
That is correct. The nationalist efforts that both happens in Iran, in Turkey, as well as in India, where the Hindu nationalism under Modi is taking roots and is a kind of a increasing in popularity, hating other people that are not Hindus, affects our brothers and sisters. And just this Christmas in India, people, many, many believers have had to be in prison during the Christmas time because of Hindu militants that hate Christians and arrest them and harass them.
You've indicated that the president of Turkey, President Erdogan, he's a dangerous Muslim. Tell us why. Why do you call him a dangerous Muslim?
Because of the fact that he believes in resurrecting the Ottoman Empire. Ottoman Empire went all the way to Budapest in the north, and Persia and Saudi Arabia and North Africa. It was a big empire. And this man has a grandiose believing about himself and the Turkish nation, and would like to see the Islamic Ottoman Empire rebuilt again. Just like the Persian Iranians have ambitions that are far beyond. As a result, because when they were a great power, Persia also conquered many, many countries in the region. And actually, there is a connection between Persia, Iran today, and Turkey and the Ottoman Empire. They are intertwined. They have something common. Although Iranians were developing the Shiite form of Islam, the Turkish Ottomans were more of the Sunni. But they were intertwined, and they had the same grandiose ambitions, which is the most dangerous threat we have in the world today. And the second most important threat today is the remnant of the communist empires, like Putin wants to establish the Soviet Empire and restore its greatness. Xi in China would like to see China be a more of a forceful power in the world, expanding through economic power and through military adventures in the South China Sea. this is the secondary most dangerous part, in my opinion.
So we actually have now a Turkey that is actually cozying up, so to speak, with Russia, and that sounds like a recipe for great danger here across this world.
The frequent meetings between Putin and Erdogan are a source of a great concern,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, our leaders have just like the Byzantine, when the Ottoman, when the Osman came and attacked them, they retreated rather than fight and stand for Christian principles. They collapsed, and the Ottoman Empire became a reality. This seems to be the case with the latest event that our administration has done in the northern Syria, where have basically put a knife in the Kurdish people's back by retreating and giving green light to Erdogan to invade northern Syria, and under the pretext of fighting terrorism, want to do something that is quite serious and dangerous. It reminded me when it happened, and I was on my way to Turkey at that time, of what Hitler did to the Sudeten Germans in Czechoslovakia in 1938. He basically said, oh, this is German people, we need to liberate them and we need to defend our security, and he invaded. And the rest of the world, including certain leaders in England, kind of understood, well, don't do this again, please, this is not nice, but we understand. And this is very dangerous when you see totalitarian people doing bad things and you are not standing up towards them. That is very, very dangerous, and we need to learn from history on that. That I remember Edmund Burke saying, the only thing that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Hmm. Doesn't Turkey have the largest military in Europe as well?
That is true. Europe, it's one of the biggest countries in Europe, military-wise the strongest, and it is very embarrassing for us as because they are members of NATO. And it is amazing that we as a NATO members are not able to control our members more properly than what it has been. But that has been a black spot on our otherwise reasonable approach to the world. I would like to say something good about the administration now when I've criticized them for the Kurdish situation. And that is that when it comes to religious liberty and religious freedom, especially our foreign minister here in the United States should be rewarded, and also Vice President Penn. They have been doing an outstanding effort. I cannot remember anything similar done in the United States other than President Reagan, who was a hero of mine and had me being advisor to him at several occasions.
We've got to take a quick break here. Paul Popoff is our guest, and we're going to circle back and learn what he found out in Turkey when he was just there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is there any evidence for Atlantis?
Chris, Atlantis was the mythical city which was submerged under the ocean. People living in the city adapted and finally evolved the ability to live underwater. Of course, this myth has no basis in fact. Humans could not live underwater, even if they swam in the water for generations. Nor have archaeological remains of such a mythical city ever been found. But there may be some basis in fact. The Bible says that there was a great civilization which was totally overwhelmed by water. This was, of course, the great flood of Noah's day. I wonder if the legend of Atlantis is really a faded memory of the flood. Even more interesting is that almost every culture around the world has the legend of the flood. I think all of this goes back to Genesis for truth.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Paul Popoff, and you will recognize him. He's been with us before on the program, really going in detail with the story of his father being just ripped from their family by the KGB, back in 1948. He was arrested on being a spy for America. And his story is accounted for in the book Tortured for His Faith, which we'll be telling you a little bit later how you can obtain a copy of that. But Paul Popoff with us here today, and he is the CEO of Door of Hope International, as they're a voice and a helping hand to persecuted Christians worldwide. Paul, I understand that you recently returned from Turkey. And mentioned that one of the highlights in this trip that took you over there was meeting a pastor, an Iranian Christian by the name of Farshid Fathi. Tell us about him. Who is he? And tell us about the encounter you had with him.
It was a very surprising event. The purpose for me to go to Turkey was to see the refugee situation, as well as try to find a way where we can help those who fled because of the Turkish invasion in northern Syria. So one of the towns that I visited, where there is a tremendous amount of refugees. Among those refugees are a lot of Iranian refugees. You should know why there are so many Iranian refugees in Turkey is because they are stuck there. Many of the Muslim background refugees are treated better by the United Nations officials on the ground, and the Christians get at the end of the line. And that is just the fact that people who are Muslims have a little less respect for Christians and would like to see their fellow Islamic people have a better future. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, thousands and thousands, in one city I was in, there was more than 7,000 refugees, many of them believers from Iran. And so one of them, the gentleman that I traveled with from Toronto, said, I would like you to meet a pastor who has been in prison in Iran. And I said, well, that's wonderful. I'd like to see meet people who have gone the same route like my dad, and mm-hmm. I know how they feel and what the situation is, and I can sympathize with them and pray with them and so forth. So I was looking forward. So this gentleman and I met, and he introduced himself and said, wow, I have prayed for you for many, many years. And he asked me who I was, and I said, my name is Paul Popov. And he said, are you related to Harlan Popov by any chance? I said, yeah, that's my father. And he immediately hugged me. I know your father very well. Mm. I couldn't believe that I would ever meet his son. I have read your dad's book when I was in prison over and over again, and I spread it to many people around me, whoever I could interest to read the book. I said, how could you find the book in Evian prison in Tehran? That's one of the political prisons, most renowned, most feared prison in Iran. He said, they appointed me to be the librarian. So I brought books in wow. to the library of the prison. And as a matter of fact, when your dad's book was smuggled into the country, I was able to put my hand on one copy of them, and I brought it into the prison. And it was such a tremendous resource for joy and happiness that I was not alone experiencing being persecuted by Christians, by Islamic people as a Christian, but also the fact that your father went through so much more and so much more difficulties and so much more harder time than I had. So I thought I was blessed by not experiencing severity of what could have been.
Wow.
So he was telling me about how he was able to distribute the book to the other prisoners. One of them was a professor, Islamic believer, professor in the university, who was also in the same prison for being a little bit critical to the regime. He was a very punctuous type of person who went to bed a certain time and went up a certain time and eat at a certain time. Everything was kind of a clockwork with him. And he mentioned that he gave him Dad's book, Torture for His Faith, to read in Farsi language. And he took it with gladly because he had not very much other thing to do in prison. And when he started at 9 o'clock to read it, he couldn't put it down. And I said, just one more chapter, just one more chapter. Mm-hmm. And finally, he read the whole book in one night. And when he met Farsi in the morning for the breakfast, he had red eyes and looked like he had not slept at all. And Fatih asked him, what happened? Well, the book you gave me, I couldn't lay it down. I haven't slept one minute during the whole night.
Yeah.
So it was a tremendous blessing and a witness of what God can do in a difficult time to so many believers. And this is actually the first time I know that my dad's book has been able to be read behind the prison walls, so to say, and that was a very, very great joy for me to experience and to meet this brother and read and find out how he was able to work as a house church leader in Iran was very helpful. And of course, we now work together in the area of ministering back to Iran, which is, as you know, a tremendous mission field, which is probably the most successful mission field we have in the world today. There are more believers who are born again in Iran, and they grow. The growth potential, the growth there is 18 to 20%, is the biggest and the largest in the world. And I'm very, very happy to report that the best thing that has happened to Iran from a spiritual point of view has been when they asked Ayatollahs to come back.
Our guest today is Paul Popoff, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's God's divine appointment that the very book that recounted what your father went through in prison. He was a very successful minister in Bulgaria, arrested. He was sentenced to some 15 years imprisonment, arrested as being a spy. We know he was not a spy. But he had this highly publicized trial in Sofia, and he endured torture. He endured brainwashing into communist prisons and the labor camps, and he was faithful in his witness and in his life. And folks, it's a story you need to read, just as it's impacted prisoners there. We'll be again telling you how you can get a copy of this. But tell us why was Farshid, why was he in prison? Was it on account of, was he preaching, teaching, because he was a Christian?
He was organizing home church meetings. As you know, many of the churches, and today all of the churches are closed in Iran, and their effort to try to destroy Christianity has backfired on them, because what happened is that the church went into home church meetings, and many, many people are now hungry for the Word of God, and they are finding people, and the witnessing of the believers too has been very, very greatly. We say that the Iranian church is so successful because it doesn't have any buildings and it doesn't have any leaders, and it is run by women. Growth is very interesting and to study from the church planting point of view. I would say they don't use the word church planting. They use discipleship planting. It is more of a one-to-one evangelistic effort, and that has been the reason for the tremendous tremendous revival that is taking place, not only inside Iran, but wherever Iranians are around the world, God has touched them. For example, in Turkey, there is so many Iranian congregations now who meet, and I had the privilege to minister to them, and they showed so much love to me. I was embarrassed because of my father's background, and that they know that I have gone through similar things that they have gone through.
Paul, let me just interrupt you here because I want to get this in before the break. We've talked about this book. I mean, it's recounting your father's testimony of what he went through in prison. Copies of this are available for our listeners. How can they obtain a copy of Tortured for His Faith?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to go to our website, dohai.org, or to call the telephone number.
I've got the phone number here. It's 877-440-3644.
That is correct.
Okay. So you can go to the website of Door of Hope International. That's Dohai, D-O-H-I, stands for Door of Hope International.org, Dohai.org. And what would they do, send an email through the website?
They can go to the shopping center there and click on the getting the book.
Okay.
And that is probably good. But the best thing is, the easiest thing for most people is to just call the phone number. And we have people in Glendale, California, and other places that that will take their phone calls right away and send the book as soon as they like to have it. Because we believe that we receive prayer warriors as a result of when people have read the book. And prayer is the most powerful tool we have to reach and help the persecuted church.
Is there a cost for this book?
No, it is free of charge.
Free of charge. And friends, we would suggest that you give a contribution to help with the printing and postage, but they're offering it free of charge, and you can obtain it by going to their website, dohai.org, D-O-H-I.O-R-G. You can also contact them and ask for a copy of it. The phone number is 877-440-3644. That's 877-440-3644. And also send an email, info@dohai.org. That's info@dohi.org. Request a copy of Tortured for His Faith. Read it and pass it on to someone else. I first read this book as a teenager, and what an impact this book has made upon the world today, and made an impact upon so many, as it is continuing today, as you just recounted, the prisoner who himself was being tortured for his faith, reading this tremendous story as well. Again, the toll-free number to call is 877-440-3644. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk further with our guests today to find out how they are ministering to the persecuted church, especially in the Middle East, and how you can be involved with that as well. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Attacks continue against the Bible. Some accuse the Bible of not being historically accurate. Some insist it's a book written by man filled with error. But did you know that archaeology continues to confirm what's written in Scripture? In the fully illustrated hardcover book, Evidence for the Bible, you are introduced to the world of biblical archaeology. Using full-color pictures and an easily read format, you will see that what has been dug up from the earth confirms the places and events from Scripture. Rulers and kings are documented, battles and their outcomes are confirmed, and details of prophetic utterances are precisely what are known to have happened. This book takes you on a fascinating journey during which the traveler never knows what may turn up with the next trial. It's hard to put this book down as one captivating page leads to another. Evidence for the Bible is available for a donation of $30. Call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. Our guest today is Paul Popoff, who is the son of Harlan Popoff, the book Tortured for His Faith. Again, this is made available to our Crosstalk listeners. They're not charging for it. We certainly encourage you to provide the money to cover the printing and postage, but you can contact them at 877-440-3644. And I just learned during the break here, Paul, that you actually have this available not only in print form, but an audio book for those who cannot read, who have poor eyesight, or those who do a lot of travel and just have time to listen. They can't pick up a book and read, but they can listen, and you have it available in audio book as well.
Yes, that is correct. We have it only in English and Farsi in audio book right now. However, the printed version is also available in Spanish and French and you name the language, 20-some languages. We have it available in those languages as well. So please feel free to ask for it if you are a non-English speaking person.
Again, folks, that number is 877-440-3644. Or drop them an email. That would be info@dohi.org, or go to their website. Dohi, D-O-H-I, stands for Door of Hope International. Paul, I know that your organization has been ministering for many, many years to the persecuted church. What are you doing, especially as we focus in right now on the Middle East, the Middle East region, the Turkey area? What is Door of Hope doing to minister to individuals being persecuted on account of their faith?
One of the things that we strongly emphasize is to help the families, whether they are people who are put in prison. Then the families need our help and assistance. And one of the features that I able to organize in Turkey was a way to send money directly into Iran. As you know, Iran is under embargo by the USA and other countries, and it is very difficult to get funds in and out of the country. But for thanks to God and through thanks to very good connections by some of the local people in Iranian refugees there, we now have a very good channel to help the people, the hundreds of people who are in prison in various parts of the Islamic world. Mm-hmm. The other big issue for the Middle East, of course, Syria, Iraq area, because of Erdogan's Turkish invasion, 300,000 people had to leave the area near the Turkish border. A lot of those Kurdish brothers and sisters are new believers, and we strongly believe that it is our duty as a missionary organization to also give them aid when they are on the run. So through our connections in Iraq, we are able to help those people who are on the run with practical things, warm clothing, warm blankets, food supply, oil, this kind of practical things, so especially to the children. We had a special emphasis this Christmas to reach out to the refugees in the area with parcels, something that always had a label of Jesus on them. The reason for why we did this is because of Jesus. Because Jesus loved us, we need to love them. And it is not only given to believers and Christians, because there are very few believers in northern Syria and in Iraq. We are talking thousands of people, not hundreds of thousands. So we are also reaching out to other people who are in need. And we believe that there is a combination of if you do not feed somebody, you should not preach to them. It is a combination. The ministry, practical humanitarian aid, goes hand in hand with the evangelistic effort. Mm-hmm. It is not exclusive. There is many organizations who only do support the refugees of Islamic background. There is many organizations who only tell them that this is a humanitarian act and do not tell about Jesus. We are different. We believe strongly that it is a Christian duty to be sharing the love of Christ as the gospel, say, not only humanitarian work.
How is it that our listeners can get involved?
Email us, contact us. That is the best way to reach us, telephone and so forth. And what we ask them, first of all, is to get oriented and get to know, read our information that we have on the website or on the emails or in the newsletter, they request the newsletter so that you know, are informed, so that you can pray more intelligently. That is the number one and the easiest thing. Of course, financial support are critical, and when the heart is right, usually the financial support comes automatically and we don't have to worry about it. One of the things that we are not very good at, in generally speaking, in comparing to other American organizations, we are lousy fundraisers. Mm-hmm. But with God's help and the moving of the heart towards the compassionate direction, we have found that after 40 years we are still in ministry, and God is giving us according to what we need and what we can distribute internationally. I would like to say that we are uniquely qualified to work in hard countries because we worked in Soviet Union for so many years. Mm-hmm. We worked in the hard countries since I was a teenager. So I am a little bit familiar with the difficulties involved and can execute the work in a very cost-effective way, in a very way that doesn't show off. For example, right now, we have one of our workers in one of the most difficult countries in the world. And I am asking people to pray for him because I am not very 100% sure that he will see his wife and his new baby. Mm. It's hard to know that you're sending people. But the word of God has to be spread. Apostle Paul didn't go to Turkey because they loved him there, because they needed to spread the word of God. And this young man is right now.
Uh-huh. So we're going to ask, we're not naming the individual, we just ask people to be praying for her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we cannot name the country, and we cannot name the individual at this moment, but in about a week's time, we can tell you. Well, what is going on?
Friends, be praying. Just be praying for the individual whom the Lord knows. And certainly be praying for God to work in and through the situation at this time. Friends, let me give you the point of contact here again. And you can contact the Door of Hope International several ways. Their website, dohi.org, dohi.org. You can request a copy of the book, Tortured for His Faith, because this will give you a real heart for the ministry and what birthed this ministry, to learn of Harlan Popoff and what he endured as he was in prison, tortured for his faith. And again, our guest here was on a previous crosstalk recounting the story of his father, but it's documented in the book. You can obtain a copy. They're not charging for it. We certainly suggest that you help with printing and postage, but you can call them or send them an email, info@dohi.org, info@dohi.org. You can just go to the Dohi site, dohi.org, and hit the store, and you'll see Tortured for His Faith right at the top. They have it both in print form as well as audio listening, and they're sending this out complimentary. In addition, their toll-free number, 877-440-3644, and their mailing address is Door of Hope International, and that's Box 303, Glendale, California, 91209. Again, that's Door of Hope International, Box 303, Glendale, California, 91209. We're opening our phone lines right now for crosstalk as well. If you've got a question you'd like to ask as it relates to Christian persecution, if you have a question about Door of Hope International, maybe it's a question pertaining to his father, what he endured, the ministry that Door of Hope has today, the state of the persecuted church, our phone number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. 833-9829. Pick up your phone, give us a call here today on Crosstalk, and let's be an encouragement to others today. Here's a ministry that is dedicated to helping the persecuted church and ministering, certainly to be a voice and and a helping hand to persecuted believers worldwide. Again, our number 800-733-9829. Maybe you've read the book, Tortured for His Faith, and can recall what the blessing and challenge has been to you. Let's begin in Pensacola, Florida. We have Rhonda calling. Rhonda, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Now I can, the Holy Spirit moved when you asked for prayer for the young missionary.
Yes.
And immediately the Holy Spirit, I'm not sure where it is, but you know, we know the word.
Mm-hmm.
That the angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear him.
Mm-hmm.
And I claim that for right now and for wherever he goes. That doesn't just mean our home. Around them. Mm-hmm. He's with us all the time, the angel of the Lord.
Yeah. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. Thank you, Rhonda, for your prayers.
A specific prayer for Noor would be that he will not be kidnapped. There's almost daily bombings. Just a few days ago, there was 60 people killed in a university, and many people were lamblested and destroyed. And I was looking at TV pictures of what took place, and my heart went berserk because I knew that he was in that town. The thing that I'm most afraid of, however, is kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I traveled in Soviet Union, I was usually traveling with an entourage of KGB agents behind me, usually two, three, sometimes four or more. But I knew what would happen and what if they put me in prison or put me in Siberia. I knew exactly what to expect. But in this particular part of the world, we do not know what to expect. We do not know who is the enemy and who is not. So we need a tremendous amount of prayer power to get our workers, our missionaries workers, to be able to get in and out of these countries to help and encourage the brothers and sisters who live in those countries.
Rhonda, thank you so much for your call.
And remember the Spirit of the Lord, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but
Amen.
Of power and love and a sound mind.
Amen. Thank you so very much. We're going now to Steve in Richland, Washington. You're on the air, Steve.
Hey, brother. Is this Brother Popoff's son speaking?
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I hope I can say it without crying. But I read the book three times. It's fallen apart, and I've got a rubber band around it.
Hmm.
It's the most amazing story I have ever read, and I've read a lot about Christians and suffering, and you come to love his father.
Yeah.
And hang on. Christians in America have gone soft.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. This is always an encouragement to me to know that people are not only blessed, but also encouraged to act. One of the actions that I am hoping that people will take up a little bit more of is to send a letter. You don't know how much a letter meant to Dad in prison.
Tell you what, I've got to take a break here. Steve, you hang on the line here for just a moment. I'll let you come back with one more comment here after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Stay with us.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. We've started a series on the dangers of discourse. Not the dangers of conversation, not the dangers of debate, but the danger of discourse. The belief that you can find common ground with Marxist or Islamist or extremist. But we learned, number one, to do that, you must accept their language. Number two, when you agree to have discourse with them, you're saying that your position is not fully truthful or acceptable. You're admitting by engaging in a discourse that there's something wrong with your position, be it your defense of capitalism, your defense of pro-life issues, your defense of national sovereignty. By agreeing to be involved in a discourse with them, you're openly saying, well, my position isn't fully 100% acceptable. It somehow needs to be mixed with their thesis. Well, that's the whole goal. Don't be involved in discourse with progressive Marxist Islamists.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today is Paul Popoff. Yes, he is the son of Harlan Popoff, who was a pastor brutally taken from his family by the KGB. He was arrested on false charges, went through great amounts of torture. His story documented in the book, Tortured for His Faith. I will be repeating the way that you can obtain that book here before the close of the program, so be ready to jot down the information. Steve, one final comment there from you in Washington.
Okay. America, really, you people are listening. There are many people who have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, and my parents gave a lot of what they had to missions. And if there was ever a cause, it's this young man that is there that has sent in anonymity for the sake of the gospel, then we need to support him. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve, for your call. Tim is calling. Tim is calling from Blackie, Kentucky. You're on the air. Hello, Tim.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I'm doing fine.
Oh, what's your question or comment?
Well, my name is Tim. I'm from a real small little town called Blackie, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with a B as in Bill. And I go to Letcher Independent Baptist Church in Jeremiah, Kentucky, and I've been there 34 years.
Yeah, Tim, let's say we're short on time. Go right to your question or comment for our guest.
Well, it's just that I have heard of Harlan Popoff from my pastor many times, and I'm excited to order the book. I wrote the information down while I'm driving here, and I will be making a gift donation and picking up the book.
And that's wonderful. Thank you so much for the call, Tim. We have Marigan calling from Washington State. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm 84 years old, and I'm having difficulty with my vision,
mm-hmm.
and also hearing. So you mentioned that they somewhere in here that because of that, they have the Bible where I can put it in on a tape and listen to it.
Yeah, no, we mentioned that this book, Tortured for His Faith, they have this book on audio, CD. Go ahead, Paul, and let her know what you have available there.
Yeah, it is. If you have a CD player, you can listen to the book "Torture for His Faith" and the stories of my father's biography on how God has helped him in prison and otherwise. So it is much easier than reading it for people who have little visual handicaps.
Yep.
So please let me know that it is an audiobook that you would like when you call or ask for it.
Yeah. So we're going to be giving you the phone number here in just a short time and the contact information, so be ready to jot that information down. Thank you for the call. We're going to one more call here from California, Palmdale, California. Martha, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for the ministry. And Mr. Popoff, I'd like to know, is there any way that we can have some sort of a prayer guide or anything we can download online or you can send to us to just keep these missionaries, the persecuted church, in our prayers on a daily basis?
Do you have that available? Website.
On the website, okay. Okay, and also this gentleman, you were saying you were afraid of him being kidnapped. Does he have some sort of his name, or I think I heard you could not give that?
What you're referring to him as Nor.
Yes, however, the story of him, of his situation, can only be obtained by email. So you have to give us your email to give it to you. We don't publish information that is that current on our website. But if you can get in touch with us, we will and ask exactly that you would like to see evidence of what type of prayers. For example, if you go to our website, dohai.org, and you click on imprisoned Christians, you will find many believers or imprisoned there in various countries. One of them is in China, for example. His name is Yamit Alimyan, and he has been in prison for over 10 years now, and he has 5 more years to go. I met his wife and his family when I was in China recently, and he would very much like to see people and hear people sending him a little note We have an address of where you can write to him in prison. And by going to the website, you can obtain that kind of an information, and we can help you so that you can not only pray, but we can also do something practical to help the people, to encourage them and give them hope when they are sitting in those prison cells. Mm.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the ministry. Right. God bless you.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so again, the website is dohi.org, D-O-H-I.org, and when you click on Imprisoned Christians, you'll find several things there. You'll find prisoner profiles. You'll find imprisoned Christians. You'll find those who are released on bail right now or those who have been released. So you'll find lots of information. You can take that. Even the most recent case he just told you about, this brother in China, who's being persecuted. And also the one we referred to earlier, we're referring to as Noor, N-O-O-R, to pray that he would not be kidnapped. Some grave situations that he is facing at this particular time. We'll get a final comment from our guest, but let me give out the contact information here again for obtaining a copy of the book, Tortured for His Faith. You can call them. You can send them an email. You can order it right through the website. They're not charging for this. We suggest that you do help cover printing and postage, but go to dohi.org, D-O-H-I. That stands for Door of Hope International, dohi.org. You may call them at 1-877-440-3644. That's 877-440-3644. Or send an email to info@dohi.org. That's info@dohi.org. Their mailing address is Door of Hope International, Box 303, Glendale, California, 91209. We've got just a little over half a minute, Paul. What do you want to leave with our listeners?
Pray for Turkey, pray for Erdogan, and pray for the Iranian refugees in Turkey. There are thousands of them there, and many of them are burning for Christ. And because the Turkish population are one of the most hardest nation to win for Christ, there are very few believers in Turkey, maybe only 5 of 77 million, maybe 5-6 thousand Turkish believers. The Iranians can reach those people for Christ. So maybe the reason why God has planted so many Iranian refugees in Turkey is because he would like to bring revival to Turkey as a result of their presence there.
Paul Popoff is our guest. Stay on the line, Paul, here for just a moment, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Paul Popoff, again, son of Harlan Popoff. If you've not read the book, Tortured for His Faith, it'll make a life-changing difference for you. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.